old mobile.
Doing this afternoon, Tom?
Oh, I just fell asleep watching Gunsmoke. I think that's when the Medicare advertisement come on every 5 minutes. Doing fine, Jim. Taking Bernice down for a regular checkup appointment with our heart doctor.
Surely is a nice afternoon to be out and about for a bit.
I don't know where everybody's at. I thought I heard Steve and Dave talking, so they're probably out flying model airplanes or those unmanned aerial vehicles. I can't think. Drones. I think that's what Dave flies mostly. It's a beautiful day. We don't have to go far. We just got to go down about 6, 7, 8 miles here to Greer Memorial Hospital here on Buncombe. What you up to today, Jim?
Learning, getting ready for a CW class, and then I did the CW class, and now I'm headed out to grab a bite to lunch and run a few quick errands.
Great. How you coming on that?
I'm gonna ride along, that copying, head copying, man. That stuff's magic. I hadn't quite figured it out yet.
If it was easy, everybody could do it. And if it was free, it wouldn't be worth having. It is magic. It's like having our magic ring out of the postage box when we were a kid there. Well, last night there was kind of a band opening, and I haven't been doing a lot, but... Oh, I worked a guy in Hall, England. I was here in GI Zero in Northern Ireland, but there was a kind of a pile-up on him. I worked Conway Reef, which is one that I don't have, which is kind of few and far between now because I got 300. That'd be 301. And they're not bragging. That just happens to be what it was. And I had been looking for him. He's a 3 Delta 2 Alpha Golf, I think, or Golf Alpha. And then I worked a Russian. He was a little ways from Moscow down towards the Ukraine. And, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 other ones. It was just like picking cherries there last night. There was quite a bit on. I was surprised. And W4NGU said 10 meters was even open for a while. Most of those were CW. Two of my contacts were single sideband.
Most of those on 20 meters?
Sir, Conway Reef was on 15. Excuse me, Jim, I'm eating a hot dog wing here as I'm going down the road. Let's see. Most of the rest of them were 20. And I worked Kermos Island on 12 the other afternoon. He was easy as pie on CW. You could have worked him with 100 watts easy. And it's 8,800 miles, I think, over there. You probably know where that's at over there in the Indian Ocean. And just on the wire, Jim.
LZI-4.
That you there, Tom?
He's hollering at us. Good afternoon, Mr. Andy. How you doing?
I had the scanner on, heard y'all, and heard another repeater, too, and I heard another ham on another repeater saying that they had just current points in time on 20 meters for any of y'all that needs Uganda's on over there.
He's pretty common. You hear him quite a bit. Go ahead, Jim.
I haven't done much above 20 meters. I'm going to have to start paying a little closer to the higher bands there and getting acquainted with all that, especially for CW work.
If it was CW phone or not. I had the scanner on, heard y'all, and heard another repeater. W4TWX put that on his repeater just a few minutes ago that Uganda was on 20 meters, but I didn't hear him say what exactly where he said it, where it was, but I'm here in the middle of doing things, and I didn't take the frequency down, so I just thought I'd pass it to y'all in case some of y'all was had any interest in it.
Thank you, Andy. And you have a good rest of the day, and nice hearing you, and thanks for the tip. Well, Jim, Steve worked at Conway Reef on 100 watts, and it was about 250 megacycles, just roughly. They haven't been on for years. Some guy, I believe that's the one that the guy's from Fiji. And there's been some complications because of the COVID and getting over there. But I'd call it rather rare. At least for me it was. But, if they're there and the propagation's there and on those upper bands, 100 watts will do it for you. I just happened to hear that one on 12 the other day. A lot of times when the sunspots are coming up, they'll be there and then they'll disappear, kind of like 6 meters does. You just got to see it at the right time. There's some guys got a thing they carry on their iPhones like Bob and that, and they'll notify you when the DX is up there. I'll tell you another good one here. Jim, do you ever use DX Summit?
Is it like Summit's on the air?
No. It's QRZ. And I use them both at the same time, and I use QRZ.com, all three running usually, if I'm messing around with radio. But Summit's on the air is really neat in one aspect. And let's say you see that 3 Delta 2 on there. I need to get by this guy. And you want to know what time of day this fella's going to be on the air, most likely in our region. So you go on there and you click on 3 Delta 2, his call, and there'll be a little drop down with two or three selections below it. And in those selections, hey, that's a truck just like ours, Bernice in front of us. In those selections, there'll be a vocab. And you select that vocab, and there'll be a circle there, and it'll have all the bands, and you run your mouse over the top of them, and it'll give you a chart kind of like when you see the weather on WIFF4 on your phone. You know how they go from green to yellow to red. Okay, that's the propagation possibilities at what time of day. And as you run your mouse over the top of those, watch the center circle, and it'll tell you what the percentage of possibilities of making that contact are at, say, 2 o'clock this afternoon, for example.
Tell us you got four. I was hearing Jack just while ago when he said that over on 441-800, on 110.9. If y'all can get into his repeater, he's doing that right now. And he can give y'all more details if y'all got the ability to go to his UHF repeater.
You're out mobile, Andy. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, as well, so I'm... Andy, thanks for the information there. Tom, I'll check out Summit's on the Air and take a look at it this afternoon.
4IQ tipped me off to that one several years ago, and it's really nice because, of course, you'll have to tell it what your position is in the world on there. There's a little
You'll figure it out. You know computers. And once it knows you, as you move your mouse around that circle, like from green to yellow to whatever colors they use on there, if you look right at the center of that grid, it'll tell you on 40 meters, you'll be on from 000 Zulu to 0400 Zulu or 1900 Zulu, whatever it might be, and your chances are 90% of getting him. And you go up to 20 meters, and maybe it might not be any chances at all that time of day, but you go on around that circle, and they'll say, well, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll be there. That's just kind of a basic explanation of it, Jim, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Headed this afternoon. I'm out here by Lake Robinson right now, but I'm going to have to get off the air here, but hope Bernice has a good visit this afternoon and things go well, and I'll probably talk at you a little bit later there, Tom. I'll be clear on your last KO4 LAO.
You're always welcome to stop by, and I can show you a couple of things like that, but there are a lot greater DXers out there than I, but I know how the basics work and what works for me, and if I'm looking for a guy and I know he's real extremely rare and I wanted him, there's people that'll get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning just to try to get that particular person if that vocab thing says that's when he'll be available. And it works many times, of course. Only the good Lord in the ionosphere has control over that. Take care, Jim. And you're right up within a couple of miles of our place, KA4LAO, N0TR73.
I'd let y'all know, I heard W4TWX say that ball going on his repeater. KI4LZI, portable clip.
I appreciate it. I just, there's no way I could look right now, and I'm not a huge DX chaser. I get on there of an evening, usually, or whenever I feel like going over and sitting down and just working a few for the fun of it. There's a lot of guys that are pit bulls about this DX stuff, and I just do it for pure D enjoyment.
I can enjoy that with y'all down, but I got HF antenna issues. Wrong.
You moved off your mark a little bit, Andy, but I got most of that. Andy, I'll let you go. I got to pull in this parking lot, and I don't like parking lots. KI4LZI and 0TR73. Have a good afternoon, Andy, and thank you.
I'd have to move a lot of stuff to get to the fix station. KI4LZI, portable clip.
T and 0TR.